My name is Brandon Hoy, co-owner of Roberta's, a super duper awesome place. Roberta's is a very, 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 very proud sponsor of the Heritage Radio Network. We're also super awesome. Thank you, Heritage.
Hi, how are you? My name is Andrew WK. They say when things are very delicious, it must be Heritage Radio.
Please don't eat me, I'm sweet and delicious. All these boys and girls running around my kitchen, having a good time.
Having a good time.
And I'm on my Coco's fucking kitchen.
Howdy, 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 hi, 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 hi,
knock it off, Oliver, that's obnoxious.
Hey, come on.
It's the Mama Coco's Funky Kitchen Radio Hour.
Yeah, whatever that's going to be. But the good news is we have some new mixes, and we're going to lay something on you. This is Untitled by Giant Octopus.
Put up.
I feel like I'm on an episode of The Office.
Why?
Because there's someone filming a documentary in here.
Oh yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's like we're one of these. Oliver, I can't take him anymore.
Right. Someone's got to look right at the camera. Yeah. Someone else says something.
Welcome to Dunder Midland.
Yeah. But one of us is to make funny face at the camera.
Jim Testa keeps debasing me over and over again. I just can't take it.
Basically, it's like a documentary style, filmmaking style.
Should we do Diversity Day? That's a good episode.
When did this happen where everyone has to talk into the fucking camera all the time? Can we have a narrative without people talking to the camera? Talking to the camera. Every TV show now, they talk in the camera. You know, before.
Makes you feel included, though. I mean,
how bad would Seinfeld be?
Do I need to remind you that we're here to talk to our listeners?
Listeners?
Over the air.
Yo, Adam Patton, what up?
I thought he might be here.
He's done much scarier things.
So what are we talking about?
I don't know. Valentine's Day is
Valentine's
coming up.
Day,
we should
right.
introduce our special guest. Mr. Jesse Turrence is here today.
Yo, what up?
Good evening. Good evening.
Yeah, baby.
Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, man, the audience.
Wait, so let's get to know Jesse then.
Sure, get to know me.
All right, so where were you born?
I was born in Newark, New Jersey.
Oh, yeah?
Newark, New Jersey. There you go.
That's a rough place,
did you say
place,
Newark,
right?
New Jersey? Yeah, Newark, New Jersey. Well, you can't say no.
Have you been robbed in your life?
Have I been robbed in my life by the man?
No, I mean, have you been robbed on the streets of
on
Newark?
On the streets?
Or another
yeah, but
place?
Like a white dude in a tux. Like it was an intense
really?
Day. There's a whole gang going around New York.
It was an investment fraud
yeah.
scenario?
Yeah, yeah. They all wear clown faces too. Cause,
the know. Correct New Jersey pronunciation, by the way, is Newark.
Thank Newark?
Say Newark.
Newark, New Jersey?
Newark, yeah.
Newark, New Jersey.
That's how you can tell if someone's really from Jersey.
Jesse
if they say,
it's Newark, New Jersey.
New Jersey, yeah.
If they
yeah.
say Newark, yeah. yeah.
Jesse Torres, you ever have your ass beat?
My ass beat? What are you talking about? No. You
see, really?
I hold myself. No, I haven't. I got a lot of street cred. For
I had my ass beat once.
Really?
When I was in like fourth grade. I got all my clothes got ripped off.
Really?
Oh yeah, it was intense. I was dragged across the playground, kicking
That's
and
like
yelling.
A Roman.
Why did,
while what? My shirt was getting pulled off and stuff.
Why did Goodman do that to you?
Oh. Hey.
That's brutal, man.
Yeah. What can I say?
You got fucked. Was it bad?
Well, someone else got stabbed with a pencil in that scuffle,
yeah.
so I wouldn't say I got it the worst.
Shanked,
whoa.
Shanked yeah. by a pencil.
Jesus. Oh, wait a minute. You weren't even in this country.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, I was in Hong Kong, and things,
yeah, you were in
things
Hong
got
Kong.
A little out of
that's,
hand at the international rough. School.
What about Testa? Okay. You're from Jersey, too.
Yeah.
Used to hang out in the Lower East Side, go see punk shows, real yeah. shitty. Have you ever had your ass kicked in your life?
I was mugged once.
Really?
I was punched in the mouth.
Okay.
Ow. That hurts.
Fat lip. Yeah.
That hurts.
Fuck.
And the guy the guy wanted money or my camera. This was on 14th Street, in the middle, in broad daylight.
What year? What year you think?
Oh, God, I don't know. Like late 80s, maybe.
The bad old days.
It was when it was when the city was still pretty. It was like pre-Giuliani, so the city was still pretty scary. And
is that the correct Jersey pronunciation of Giuliani?
Giuliani.
That's how you know. That's how you know. All right.
Yeah, Giuliani.
Yeah.
And
he says it that way too. All right.
Yeah. And the guy wanted money or my camera, and I kicked him in the shin, turned around, and ran for my life.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go Testa.
I would have been like, take the money, take the camera.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, he didn't actually have any right? weapons or anything. He was just threatening me with his fists, and he wasn't even that big. So I just kicked him in the shin and ran.
I did
like
once
hell.
Get punched in the neck, but that was in Montclair, New Jersey.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Oh, Montclair. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Not necessarily that place, but
it's kind of amazing though. All the many place. Times I had been on the Lower East Side back when the Lower East Side was really scary. At really crazy early hours of the morning, and I was never mugged or even approached or anything.
I've been mugged once in one of the safest neighborhoods in Brooklyn.
What neighborhood? I got mugged once
around,
in Cobble Hill, actually,
it's
myself.
Around Newkirk Avenue. There's these really nice old homes.
What is that, like Ditmas?
Yeah, like Ditmas Park area.
Sure.
And there's some rough patches, but I was walking to my friend's house. I guess I was followed from the train. But this is like it's like really one of the most like cute suburban parts of Brooklyn. And then two kids had a knife that could have been the sharp thingy from like a nail clipper.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like I didn't see the knife.
Uh-huh.
But it was funny because a lot of times, especially when I was like living a maybe worse lifestyle than now, I would have a lot of garbage in my pockets. So it was like run your pockets. So I get like there's like a half eaten thing of ho-hos and like a bunch of napkins and all this crap.
Yeah.
And then they're like, give us your cell phone. And my cell phone was like completely broken. You know? And then they eventually they were like, this is stupid. We gotta go.
Life sucks.
But you know what? You know what the old song Pretty Boy Floyd says? You know that old Guthrie tune?
What did he say?
It goes, as through this world I've rambled, I've seen lots of funny men. Some will rob you with a six gun, some with a fountain pen.
Ooh.
But the point is, it's all a big joke, isn't it?
So,
but Bob Dylan said, to live outside the law, you must be honest.
And who was it that said I fought the law and the law won?
It was the Bobby Fuller Four.
Thank you.
So with Valentine's Day coming up, we're going to examine the Mama Coco's catalog and find some of our finest tunes.
We are lovers.
Because there's a lot of love in this community. So Oliver, if you want to give us your pick for one of your favorite Mama Coco's love tunes. hey.
Here we are. The birds are singing. We're going to pass it over to Mr. Jim Tesler. What's your pick, Mr. Jim?
Well, I think one of the most romantic singer-songwriters in the Mama Coco's Funky Kitchen canon is Mr. Zach Coe.
He's got a sweet hat.
A.K.A. The All About. So this is my pick. This is called Whatever, Happy Birthday, and it's a really sweet little song.
Take us out to dinner. I half listen and wonder how they wound up together. Since you've been away, I've been losing the debate. Am I afraid to love or afraid of hate? Take you out to dinner. You say when you only played the drums, I liked you better. Since you've been
about everyone that passes me by, but something's missing underneath the clear suburban skies. I've been seeing your face every single car that passes me. I've been thinking about you and all the places that we can never see. Girl, you always are something else, but do you wanna be something by yourself?
Ah,
we're back.
Yes, hey. The sun is shining.
Really?
Back the in all the about
always,
again.
Always makes me a little verklempt.
It makes me a little bit. I caught a tear in my eye right now.
You guys.
You guys. Aww.
You guys. Aww.
I don't want to be alone on Valentine's Day.
I'm going to be, I'm doing a DJ set on, we have a show before Valentine's Day, which I'm calling the Punk Rock Valentine's Day. But then I agreed to DJ as DJ Maskus. That's my DJ name.
Nice.
That's awesome, dude.
And I don't start till like midnight, and I'm going to be real hammered, and like it could be really fun or really sad.
Maybe both. Why not both?
It'll probably be a little of both.
Yeah, you know?
But I don't know.
Kind of fun, kind of sad.
I think Valentine's Day is like kind of the worst.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're damned, damned if you do, and you're damned if you don't.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, so my pick is from... one of my favorite Jewish-American singer-songwriters. The guy's name is Sam Davison. The song's called If You're Wondering. And this song is, for a guy who makes funny music, this song is legitimately touching. Mm. And Sam, I thank you for that, because I am a man who loves to be touched.
When I met you, I could tell that you were something else. You said something off in me I'd never really felt. You told me you liked me, but you didn't want to date. Still, I'd lie to myself, thinking somehow I could make you change. I love you, and I trust you, and I'd do anything to help. I just wish that you could love yourself. All your life they've put you down, but still you're standing tall. Would you look how far you've come? You see, it's really not your fault. You're so fast to hurt yourself and give yourself the blame. Well, I know that must be so exhausting. Is it worth the pain? I love you, and I trust you, and I'd do anything to help. I just wish that you could love yourself. But does it even matter to you all the things that I do for you? Do you feel the way I do? I want to be the right one for you. I want to be the first to treat you right, 'cause you deserve it. I want to take care of you, but that's not what you want. I get it. So what shall I do now then? Nothing's on my mind. Seems like every time I tell the truth, I feel I've crossed the line. Just want you to know that I'm here for you all the time. I'll be your friend, and that suits me just fine. If you need me, then call me, 'cause I'll pick you up when you're down. I'm your biggest fan, yeah, I'm always around.
Sick.
What a shameless self-promoter. He has to work in the title of his album.
That's like when Beyonce talks about her jeans.
She talks about her jeans? As in like Gino?
Darion.
Hey, has anybody heard
jeans?
Beck Yonce yet?
Right.
Beck Yonce?
No. Someone made like a remix.
Someone did a mashup of Single Lady and Loser. That's floating around the interwebs, and it is hilarious.
Two great folk songs.
Two tired pieces of shit.
It's
just rolled in a big ball together. I wish I liked Beck more.
I like Beck's old stuff.
Beck is so fucking dated, dude.
Beck if you try and listen,
Odelay was like everyone thought was the best album of the 90s. So overrated.
It's done some fine work though. Midnight Vultures.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah,
Sea Change is a great record.
Sea Change is cool.
He's done some fine work.
Sea Change is cool. He's someone who's a lot cooler than he is good.
Probably, but he's done some fine work.
He's done some pretty good work. He's generally overrated. The man is a Scientologist also.
I like Odelay. I do. And he was born into the Scientology church.
Yeah, but I just...
Which is slightly different. Yeah.
Is that a thing?
The guy's just full of shit, I think.
He tells a great story. There's this great story he has. He was playing down Washington Square Park, like whenever it was that he did that. And
back in the old folk days.
And
anti-folk days.
Exactly. And then anyway, he's playing his neck rack, like, you know, really hardcore for a little too long. And this like 8-year-old girl and her mother walk by, and the 8-year-old girl has like what's that orthodontia that's like a full headgear, you know?
Yeah.
Like totally locked in, you know? And he's playing his neck rack, just like wailing, and he looks up and sees this girl with her mom like trying to pull her away, but she's just like looking at him, like trying to figure out how he's doing that with his headgear. And then like just like one tear, and then she pulled away. Right?
Aww. Kind of a good story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, Loudon Wainwright used to have the joke that whenever he would put his harmonica on around his neck, he would say, "My orthodontist makes me wear this an hour a day." So
it's good for you. It's good for you, I think. Yeah.
And I've stolen that joke. I wish I could play harmonica better. I'd use it more.
I've blown a little harp in my day.
Blown a little harp?
I've blown a harp or two.
Sounds painful.
So we have another more love songs?
All right, I got one. Okay, let's pull up how about A Real Woman by Slew of Young Gentlemen, Volume 2.
I don't like this song. I mean, it's good. But
I love this song.
I don't like the message of this. A Real Woman?
But like...
Who fucking knows?
It's
who
got
was,
such
what
soul.
What are you guys trying to say with A Real
Woman? It's got such
a
soul.
A Real Woman?
Hold on. Because I recorded that song. I remember hearing that song. Does he actually say what a real woman is, or does he just commend her for being a real woman?
He just commends her. And he's just overjoyed by the fact that he's found his true love.
What does he mean by
that? It's just true. It's the right one for him.
You make me feel.
Not to mention, Ollie's on this playing some sick honky-tonk.
No, the song is good.
You make me feel.
Yeah, see?
I just can't harp. I just have to, you know.
It's all right. Sit back and listen.
I have to say my piece. Fine, let's listen to it, and then we'll see how we feel.
Yeah, let's talk.
How about that? Let's see how we feel about it.
I agree.
Okay.
1, 2, 3. I should say I'm still taking time, getting used to the way that it feels. This is a first, boys. This is a first.
to that agelessness where it's no longer a phase, where the days just keep getting shorter while our bodies are slowing down. But my clothes are in rags, still got those flaws on my face. I'm always broke, can't even pay for my place. Well, I'm living with you, what am I doing? What kind of man am I? This is a first, boy.
A spirited debate.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was much discussion.
You'll never
know. You'll never know.
The things that we said to each other.
It's pretty bad. Actually, I said before that I haven't ever been beat up, and Jamie just punched me in the face. So.
I didn't want to do it.
I know. But you know what? Now I've learned.
The things you said made my fists react.
I think you two are being pretty mature about it, though, considering what just happened.
Well, I mean, look, if you're a real man and I'm a real man...
Sometimes somebody's going to get hit.
Sometimes you just got to punch somebody in the face,
you know,
and then shake their hand right after.
Yeah,
that's how real men function.
Yeah,
here's what I'm saying:
society.
Parking lot, bottle of booze, fisticuffs.
Afterwards, watch a movie.
So I got some new stuff. Should I play it?
Yeah,
play something new.
Nice. Do you guys want to hear frustration by the mix or the instrumental track by the Gingerlies?
Instrumental track by the Gingerlies.
Oh, it's like on. It's not like they didn't finish the vocal. Like it's done.
Well, no, they finished the vocal and then they changed singers and scrapped the vocal, but are putting out this instrumental track.
Oh, they're putting
really
it out that
good.
Way. It's not like...
Oh, rad.
Yeah, let's hear from the Gingerlies.
It was once a song, and it was a good song. But it's a cool instrumental, too.
Oh, yeah.
It's called The Crystal Maze.
Okay. We'll be right back.
That was a cool song, and it's still a cool track. Yeah. Jamie thinks Beck is dated. We decided not to talk about the Grammys because everyone's been talking about it too much. Yeah.
Save the Grammys for your mammy.
But let it be known
good,
that
that's
we
a good
have
call
a
right
say.
There. It's a good call. You know, if anyone has anything to say, let's talk about it. If not, I got some more new music. Whatever, you know.
All right, let's listen to more new music.
Let's do it.
Okay, this band is called Lady, actually. They're from Long Island. We
Long
recorded
Island.
This record last spring, and then the old studio got fucked up.
Are there any ladies in the band or no?
No.
So it's a bunch of men called Lady.
It's a bunch of men called Lady.
So there's a band called Women that are a bunch of men, and there's a band called Girls with a bunch of men, and mm-hmm. now there's Lady with a bunch of men.
It's true, actually. That really does complete the triangle.
Yeah.
Yeah. A pie triangle.
But I think the band The Men are all dudes, too.
The men are all
men are all, the men are all
but
guys.
See, the men but, are
but,
the opposite.
But the everyman have a woman, right?
They yes. have one woman.
They have one woman.
Screaming females have two men.
It's cute. It's cute.
2 + 2 = 4.
Anyway, we just finished mixing this record last week after like waiting like 9-10 months, actually. So,
hell yeah.
It's good. I like it.
Here I'm
it
your lady.
Oh my God, you guys, Jamie was being so rude during that last song. I almost wish you'd heard it.
Really?
I'm also relieved that you didn't. It was brutal.
I'm a rude boy. All right, we're going to
Well, I guess we're going to do a musical number.
Yeah, we are.
Say. So let me get you a banjo, Mike.
Oh yeah, get me a banjo, Mike. Give me, so I'm in the middle of.
In fact, you should sit where I'm sitting.
Sit where you're sitting.
Yeah, right. I think so.
All right. Wait a second, guys. Hold on.
Musical chairs.
This is live radio, everybody. In case you couldn't tell.
I'm loving this. You sound like a smoking old prospector.
You know, besides being a, while we're setting up, besides being a multi-instrumentalist, a singer, and a songwriter, Mr. Turrets is an outstanding young actor.
Oh, thank you very much.
And I actually,
and a fine huntsman.
Ah, yes.
I actually saw him perform off-Broadway in, off-Broadway, I guess it was.
Yeah.
And nothing but his underwear. It was
for a while there, I was only playing characters that were. That's the name of my next album, actually. Why did you give it away? Yeah. And for a while there, I was only playing characters that were smoking, shirtless, and recently bloodied.
Yeah.
There was a good string of those. Those are fun. But anyway, I'm in the middle of recording my next album with Mama Coco's Funky Kitchen. And this is one that I didn't put on the album, but it's a bit of a love song if you let it. Right, here we go. Family there, you remind me of Esmeralda, the way you lay your hair. What's it like in California? You said born and raised, the beaches are all empty since you came this way. Seems like we're both veterans. Ice is fragile armor, melted all the way. Sacrificial water, sacramental rain. Ballads, these melodies won't come, but you've got me around your pinky, it's the barrel of your gun. Gown of silk and satin, eyes of blue and gold, drown me in your riches if I may be so bold, 'cause you remind me of Esmeralda. The way you lay your hair, what's it like in Argentina? You said you have family there.
Ooh.
Thanks, guys. Oh, thank you. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you.
JT, what up?
Yo.
I guess that's the show then.
Argentina.
So what kind of songs are you recording there with Oliver?
Thanks for listening to this program on heritageradionetwork.org. You can find all of our archived programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can email us with questions anytime at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a 501c3